20th pack of Kelim, first Mishnah, Koran, Baksosas, pillows and mattresses, Sakim, Matsufim, these different types of sacks that we use to carry different produce, Shenifrasu. If they got ripped open, still Arimatam Midras, they're still Tomei Midras, because this was primarily initially made also for laying down or sitting on. A cloister upper cabin. You have this some type of pouch that had animal fodder in it, which they would put on the mouth of the animal. If it is the size of four kavim, all these things, if it has this size, then it could also be Tomei Midras. A tumo, chamisha kavim, if you have some other type of pouch that was sack that the shevas used to put the kalim into, it's chamisha kavim, if it's that size. Krisis so'o, which is a little bit bigger, some type of leather pouch, if it's the size of a so. A chemes, shel shiva kavim, that's a little bit more. So a shisha kavim, this is chemes, is some water pouch. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, afa ratzvil v'mizvodo. He says also, ratzvil is some other type of leather kli, which they put besamim into, and mizvodo is a kli which you put the seder l'derech, the food that you're going to eat on the way. All these things, so he says, kol sheheim, arei l'matam midras. All these different shiurim, if it has a chair, it's tomei midras, which means that if it's zova, you let this venita, these type of tumas sit on it, it becomes an avatuma, or they lay down on it, or they stand on it. So some of them have certain sizes, minimum sizes, and other ones, even if they're small ones, they are mekabel tumas midras. Fakulim shenifchasu tahorim, all of these that if they got torn and they can't be mekabel anymore, what they were supposed to carry, they were made to carry these things. Once they were ripped, it is tahor, like the chacham of the previous mishnayos, mipnei shebatel ikar batel atzveil. Even though it still can be used to lay down on, but since its primary use was for carrying these things, if its primary use is not usable, then it becomes tahor.